Recording this, the Saturday night main event this week. We may not be live, but we are live. Anyway, this is Tunes on the Trending Topics Network. My name is Jack, and with me, as always, my broham, Brian.
That's me. Hey, and did you see Mart's tweet the other day?
Oh, you know, I did.
Follow
and
Friday?
Then yes. It's something about Brian. You will always be you, but without Jack, you'd be nothing. Or no, you'd be
nothing.
You.
I'll only be nothing, man. My whole ego was just shot there. But I thought it was kind of funny because if you don't follow Only One Mart, which you should be on Twitter,
you should at Only the number one Mart.
Whenever he does the Follow Fridays, he always comes up with a theme and he really sticks to that theme throughout the whole thing, and it's just kind of funny.
Brilliant, actually. So, hope he doesn't listen to this and understand that I think that.
Yeah, so this week he's doing Faith No More lyrics, which is how he fit us into that. So, well done, Mart. Well done.
Yeah, it's a great gimmick. Way to go, buddy.
I know. He's had so many good ones over the years, too. And if you are interested in following Mart, by all means, go to Twitter and type in the little at symbol, then only one, which only number one, Mart. Easy peasy. If you're confused, simply go to our website, and you'll see on the right-hand side, Only One Mart Action News, where he actually has some news articles that are kind of funny there on the side.
It'll they're hilarious. Area.
So be sure to
we
check
love
that out.
Mart. And Mart's from the other side of the pond, also an NFL fan, though. So
yeah.
He's quite the guy, good friend. Long time.
We have so many overseas friends and fans and all that other fun stuff. I think it's really kind of cool. So it's probably the best thing that I really like about the whole social media thing and having done this show for as long as we have in the different formats that we have. We've made a lot of friends from different cultures and just really different walks of life, and it's so awesome.
Yeah, you can legitimately say that, you know, they're your friends, and you know they live in, you know, Britain, or they live in New Zealand. You know, but it's cool. So that's the best thing about social media. One of the only good things about it, unlike the viral news that can go crazy and distort reality and everything else. That's one of the major drawbacks. But making friends is a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things about the website, which the funny thing is, as we record this, we don't really have the podcast up the way we want it to be because, quite frankly, the system that we use isn't the most ideal situation for really what Tunes is. And that's been why we've struggled a little bit with this particular format. Because it's really fun to listen to the clips as we play them. Especially when we have guests on, which even this format is kind of limited to what we're able to do with guests. So one of the things that we're going to be trying to do is we're going to be trying to change the system that we actually record the programs on, whether it's the day that we actually record or the software that we use. So one of the things that we've done at the website, which is tuneshow.blogspot.com, is we've actually put up a donation button. And we do have to kind of get new software to make it happen the way we want it to. And we figured eventually we'll get there and we'll do the thing, but if you wanted to contribute, if you do like us and do want to contribute, because I know a lot of shows ask for money all the time, and we don't really want to do that, so really probably not going to mention it all that much here on the show, but we very passively ask for donations at tuneshow.blogspot.com, whether it's $1 or $900, or if you happen to be Bill Gates listening, $1.2 billion would be nice.
We are for sale, by the way.
Yeah, we can actually have legit Tune Studios instead of Tune Studios, which we call our basements, respectively.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of so dungy down here. You know, smells. A lot like the show.
Yeah, I'm kind of taking a page out of the Spanish announce table this week. I'm enjoying my Yuengling lager, which I've enjoyed a couple of them already this evening. So if I slur my speech at all, you can either blame that or the canker sore that I have in my mouth. Right in the corner of my mouth. Like, if you don't know what a canker sore is, it's hell. I will tell you that. Basically what it is you get hit in the mouth or something like that, and your body sends, like, all these white blood cells to that area. And I've gotten them since I was a kid. Anytime I've been hit in the mouth, I'll end up with this big bulging thing that's just this white open sore kind of thing in my mouth. And it hurts like hell because I can't even eat, especially when it's in the position that it's at right now. And that's what kind of affecting my speech. But I'm just going to blame the beer because it's easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what's been happening with me. So what's been happening with you?
Well, I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper tonight and just trying to get all jolted up on some soda pop. But other than that, been sweating it out today. All my toilets are still fine, Brian. I know you were a little worried about that, but so far we're good. But the furnace kind of crapped out on us, so it's been rather hot, and we have no blower for the air conditioner, so we are sweating it out. And, you know, I live with three women, so it's been kind of hell.
Yeah.
Brian, pretty wore out mentally, physically, and emotionally at this time.
Yeah. When you have all that stuff going down, too, you kind of want to eliminate any kind of little nuisance that you absolutely can. And I was actually thinking about this, and then I sent you the idea to think about it, and then all of a sudden your day turned to crap. So if that was me, I'm sorry.
No. It was in the cards. I knew where we were headed. You know, it's gonna be cooling down the next few days, but today we knew it was going to be a hot one, and it sure was. So we spent a lot of time out. You know, we went to the grocery store, took the long way, enjoyed the air conditioning in the car.
Yeah, it's a good time to catch, like, the cheap seat movie theaters. Just go catch a movie that's been out for a while.
But we have a you know, kid under two still, so we're kind of stuck.
Yeah. And that's typically what we do in the middle of the summer, is we try to hit some place that we know is absolutely air-conditioned and won't cost all that much, because you can spend a ridiculous amount of money just when you don't even intend to.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to thinking, and I got to thinking this yesterday, because when you're in a rush and you're trying to get ready, then you just come across all these little things in your life that you realize that, you know, if I didn't have to do this every damn day or every period, like small period of time, like, my life would be so much simpler. And what it came down to with me was my goddamn nose hairs. And I don't know if this is because I'm getting older, but I'm starting to get more hair in my nose. And I'm going to blame my dad for that, because at least I don't have them in my ears. But the nose hairs are there. And it's one of those things where when you're talking to somebody, you just worry about it. Like, whenever somebody, like, looks down away from your eyes, it's like, oh, hi, do I have a nose hair kicking there or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had these allergies lately, so my nose has been running.
Yeah.
And you worry about, like, well, did any snot or anything dry up in my nose hole and is, like, kind of making excess nose hairs kind of stick out and is, like, a noticeable thing? So I got to thinking, you know, if we didn't have to deal with nose hairs, that is the one thing that I would just absolutely love to eliminate from my list of things I need to worry about on a routine basis.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that. You sound like me. Nose hairs, allergies. I completely feel your pain on that. And, you know, I would agree with you on that one, but, you know, you told me to come up with my own. And, you know, it's like, when I think about that, I think about things like, you know, trimming my neck hair. And that's similar to the nose hair. But I don't want to go with the same thing. I could also say trim my fingernails, because that's another thing I just can't. Stand having to do all the time, but for me, it's, you know, it's personal, but dogs, you know, my dogs, I love them to death, but they are just time-consuming as far as, you know, when you're trying to get ready for work, and it's wet outside, and the dogs come in, they're trekking around, but pause, you got to get them clean so they're not getting the carpet wet. Same time, you know, you got to make sure they have food, and they have water, and, you know, they're bumping into everything, you know.
They're so needy.
Yeah, and they're in the face of the kids, and the kids are trying to eat. It's like, you know, I love the dogs, but it seems like, you know, sometimes whenever you're at your worst, they're at their worst.
Yeah.
I love them, but, man, I'll tell you what, people, if you don't have to have pets.
And I hate cats, but that is the one thing that they have on dogs, is that dogs are pretty needy.
Yeah.
And you love that about them because they always want attention and they're always happy to see you and all that other stuff. But sometimes it would be nice if they were a little more cat-like and that they just wanted left alone and just went away.
Yeah. Maybe part of that problem is, you know, I have two young kids who are very needy and who always need something. And they whine if they don't get it. So maybe the dogs just put me over the edge.
One of the things that's going on, and this is a complete nuisance. Every single week, what is it, like 8 days out of the week now? Or something like that, that NFL football and football in general is taking over our lives.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Right now, it's kind of a dark time.
I know.
Especially with the NFL. It's bizarre and strange and kind of uncomfortable, to be honest.
Well, yeah, it sucks whenever there's something you love so much. And the fact that, you know, you love it so much, now it just kind of hurts. And it doesn't quite have the same appeal. You know, as it becomes, like, you know, stained by dishonor.
Yeah, and it's, you become disenfranchised with the product in general. And one of the things, if you don't know what we're talking about, where the hell have you been? But if you don't know what we're talking about, there's been a lot of domestic violence issues, child abuse issues, drug abuse issues going on in the NFL in particular.
For a long time.
But not even exclusively the NFL, because you've got the same thing going on in college with a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we didn't really want to go into that dark place to talk about this stuff, because that's not what Tunes is, people. If you're just starting to listen to us, that's definitely not what we are. We're all about fun here. So what we're doing, what we decided to try to do here this week, was kind of educate you that there are options besides football that you can be participating in, you can be watching, and all that other fun stuff. And we found a big list. A big list.
Big list. Not overcompensating for anything, by the way.
I know. It's like, big is the funniest three-letter word because it means more than obviously what it is. But, Jack, I don't know if you knew this before we actually started looking into this. But according to Wikipedia, there are over 8,000 recognized sports.
Man, the more you know.
The world. Now, that's a
lot.
I
have no idea. I it's like recognized sports. By that, you know, like, after going through the list, you know, I think some of these, in my personal knowledge, I would have thought of more games than sports.
Yeah.
But, man, 8,000 was, you know, even when you count all those, 8,000 is still a lot, you know, so.
Yeah, it is.
And an amazing number.
Like, what does it count, what does it take to be, considered to recognize? Basically, there has to be, like, a league, I think, is pretty much it. There has to be rules, set rules, and there has to be, like, a league. Is basically all it takes to be considered a recognized sport throughout the world. And obviously, we can't go over all 8,000, because I did the math, Jack.
I did
the math. And if we took 3 seconds for each sport, nonstop, one after the other, no breaks, no potty breaks or anything like that, no fun music intros, nothing, just straight up, just talking, give you basically the name of the sport, take 3 seconds to do it and move on to the next one, it would take 400 minutes.
Huh.
So you're talking almost 7 hours just to get through every single sport, giving 3 seconds to each sport. So
it's amazing.
I just don't think that we're going to
do the work. Brian, you're always going the extra effort, and that's what makes Tunes what it is. Dropping knowledge.
I may just do that, though. One of these days, I may just sit down and record the name of every sport, put it into one file, but then, like, speed it up like the Micro Machines guy.
Oh, this sounds like a project.
Yeah, it does. That'll take a while. It sounds like a 7-8 hour project to me.
And then imagine whenever you, like, have to, like, compress it. That's like a 3-day experience, probably.
Yeah. Like, oh, my goodness. But either way, we are going to get into a select few. We're kind of going to generalize some of them because some of them can fit into larger
Yeah, they're minor variants, some of it too. So some of it is very minor variations. Yeah. So listen carefully.
So this is going to be like a public service to all you sports fans that maybe find yourself as disenfranchised as we are with the NFL and football in general. So I say we should probably take a break before we do that, because it could take a while.
It could. Aquatics alone could take us the whole show.
It could. It really could. Sadly, but true.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to go into other sports that you can play and or watch and or participate in whatever fashion that is, right here on Tunes on the Trending Topics Network.
Hi, my name is Patrick, and I'd like to tell you what my dad did to me. He made me stop playing my video games and start playing games that are about as old as him. Games from the 1990s, the 2000s, the 1980s, probably older too. You can hear all about these games on the Waka Waka Gaming Podcast. Retro games, gaming news, and my dad and I every week.
Welcome back. I have resurrected Jack's riddle. This is Jack. Now that we're back, I think I got a good one. Here we go. There were four men fishing. The boat tipped, and every man fell into the water. Not a single man got wet. How is this possible? Well, stay tuned, and before our next break, I'll give you the answer. This is Jack's riddle on Tunes. Welcome back to Tunes on the Trending Topics Network. I'm Jack, and he's Brian. Brian, I want one of these weeks you to drop a little welcome back, Mr. Cotter. If you could get that on there for me so we can come back to welcome back. I like that song. Anyways, we are here to cure your NFL angst. Who needs football when you have 8 or 7,999 other sports to choose from? So, what Brian has done, he is the heart and soul of the show. He has gone out and compiled a condensed list of that into some of the more, I don't know, appealing options. But anyways, there's a lot out there between you, and maybe you can pioneer something and turn it into the next NFL, and then you'll be corrupted by scandal eventually and it'll all come falling down. Anyways.
It kind of took a while to even look at them, and we did find this list of sports, if you'll believe me or not, on listofsports.com. So I kind of went through that, and I kind of cherry-picked, because they have a bunch of different categories. They did split it up a little bit. But, obviously, things like our first one, I have a lot of different subsets inside of them. So I kind of did some exploring into some of the subsets as well, which our first one was aquatics, as you mentioned earlier. And I counted all the different subsets, and there's actually 44 different subsets inside of aquatics.
Another fact.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to know them all, obviously go to listofsports.com and check them out. But basically, if you have to go in the water, on the water, or under the water to play this sport, whether it's water polo or whatever, it actually does fit under the aquatics, like, sport. So if you need a pool to do it, or a river, or whatever, an ocean even, it fits under the aquatics, so just imagine anything you can do in the water, and chances are there's a sport that is actually derived from that. Hi, beer. How are you?
Hey, now.
But for number two, we actually have archery, which archery's been around forever. But they actually, at one point, made it a competition in order to win the favor of damsels in distress and whatnot.
Really? Huh. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is.
And for hunting. big game, which I guess you count as a sport also. I guess we'll probably get to that eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you have automobile racing, which is next. And you could probably trace that back to, you know, chariots and such, you know.
Yeah.
Wheeled racing. So, yeah, we know what that's turned into, NASCAR, Formula One, all that stuff, IndyCar racing.
Yeah, but drag racing. There's all kinds. Yeah. It was kind of fun. Even the kart racing that they made Mario Kart out of.
Yeah.
Like 12 different types. That's insane.
But let me go to one of my favorites, Brian. That's badminton.
Yeah,
I don't know how much badminton you played in your day, but I used to play quite a bit. You know, at my grandma and grandpa's lake house growing up, they were old-fashioned gamers like that, you know, so they'd always set up badminton for everybody, and we would hit the birdie around a little bit, Brian.
Yeah, you are good with the, are you a pretty deaf badminton player?
Well, you know, it's been quite some time since my prime. My prime was probably around the age 9 or 10 years old. You know, after that, you know, it turned more into croquet, but we can get to that later on. We're only at the B's right now. But, you know, I played it. It was always weird, you know, because you kind of had to, you know,
yeah.
I didn't fully understand the aerodynamics of the bird.
I didn't know
it was a lot of
good at handling.
It's like you're chasing a fly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, you're out there, you know, it's like you're trying to hit a fly, you know, the way you're sweating the thing around the racket, so. I don't know, but badminton's fun. You always see it, like, in yuppie movies.
And were you more into the racket itself or the shuttlecock?
Well, you know, Brian, I have no good shuttlecock jokes today, so I'll say I was into the racket.
All right. Well, the next one on the list is actually base jumping, which is insane. And a lot of people don't realize that base is actually an acronym. For buildings, antennas, spans, and earth. All the four different surfaces that you can actually base jump off of. And then, of course, what I'm watching actually on TV right now, there's baseball, which is a classic all-American sport. As American as apple pie. It
America's
is the best
pastime.
Game.
Yeah.
It's the most relaxing game there is. It really is. I love going to the ballpark and watching a baseball game. I love going out and playing baseball. So you should, too, because everybody's an American. You just don't know it yet.
Just don't sit down the lines where you can get hit by a line drive. That's my advice.
Yeah. All right, and next on the list was actually basketball, which apparently is the other annexed American sport.
Yeah, that came from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, Naismith was from Canada, and we just kind of hijacked it early.
Straight
early
up.
And often.
Took it, ran with it. It's a slam dunk, baby.
Yeah, it is.
What's next is another, like, American, but not really, but, you know, beach volleyball. And you think about California, the babes in bikinis playing beach volleyball. But it's actually a competitive sport, too, you know, where people actually are really good at it. But
it is. And my wife always accuses me of watching it for the girls and whatnot.
No.
And then I'm like, you forget that I lettered in volleyball in high school. So there's that.
I've enjoyed beach volleyball. I never played volleyball on a court. I've only played competitively in beach. So.
Yeah. Beach is awesome. Beach is a lot of fun, and it's a completely different beast than indoor volleyball as well.
That's the truth. But then you go to sport, you know, biathlon. We all know that. Yeah.
My second favorite Olympic sport, actually.
It makes me cramp thinking about it. But then you go to the bobsled, which is an Olympic, winter Olympic highlight, so to speak. For some reason, it is just like the most entertaining thing, but it could never be done outside of that two-week span and have any interest. But it's fascinating to watch. And those people, you know, talk about like driving, you know, and racing. Those guys, they're amazing.
Yeah, it is. Those guys are nuts. But the next one actually, I can't understand why it's actually considered a sport, but it's bocce.
Bocce,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just kind of like a yard game. I don't see anything really athletic required. I mean, you got 90-year-olds that can kick a 20-year-old's butt.
Yeah, you got to have, like, you know, it's like horseshoes or anything else. You know, it's muscle memory. Have a skill, and in this case, you have to adjust your ability. So,
yeah, I hadn't taken muscle memory into account. But speaking of muscles, bodybuilding was next on the list. You can take up bodybuilding. There's nothing that I would think is funnier than to see somebody like maybe A.H. Walker, bodybuilder.
Dude, I'll buy him supplements for a year to watch him try to get jacked.
He would be so funny because he'd start to, like, shoot up with steroids because that's what they all do.
Well, I mean, duh. Why not? If you're going to do it to the max, right?
And he'd just start swearing, and he would just start cussing, and it'd be the best thing ever.
Not much different than that, but maybe in a deeper voice.
Yeah. But the next one is a big one, and there's a lot to go under it with it. And when I sent you this list, were you kind of taken back by all the different methods that...
Yes. Sorry,
the aspects of boomerang? Boomerang as a sport.
And the thought of it is amazing.
Yeah, because...
It almost sounds like something you'd play, like, in Wii Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of a tune surprise of the week for me. But in boomerang, there's a number of different things that they actually judge and grade kind of the sport on. It's a lot like ice dancing, a bunch of intricate details that I don't understand. Obviously, there's accuracy, endurance, fast catch, which is how fast can you throw the boomerang and catch it 5 times. There are trick catches, which are known as doubling. There's consecutive catches, which is an untimed event. So long as you catch the boomerang, then you're, it just counts. There's max time aloft, so how hard can you throw it? How high can you get it? How long can it stay up there? There's long distance to where you throw that thing and get as far away from your original point as possible. And then there's juggling, which are consecutive catches, but you have to use 2 different boomerangs. That's insane!
Well, Brian, here's my question for you.
Yes.
On Nintendo, do you recall there was a game, it was called California Games?
Oh, hell yeah, that hacky sack?
Remember Flying Disc? It kind of reminds me of the boomerang thing, you know? Like,
it was.
You know, like, this is the way the thing talks about it, you know, time aloft, distance traveled. You know, I don't know. But the fact that it's a boomerang and the fact that, you know, you can bring it back to yourself, it's just amazing. It is. It's a cool thing I've ever heard of. And, you know, dang it, I wish boomerang was more popular in the States. I think they're onto something. ESPN should find a place for boomerang.
I totally 100% agree. I would start watching ESPN again if they played boomerang.
You know, and now, you know, on ESPN you can find our next sport, bowling. Now, you know, it's not that exciting, but Brian, I think once again, they're onto something. You know, there's 10-pin, 9-pin, candle-pin, duck-pin, 5-pin. These pro bowlers should be playing all of these. That's how their matches should be done. Play 10-pin only once.
There's a lot.
You know, and then they should throw in other variations on these pro bowlers. That makes it a little more exciting, you know, instead of watching them do the same thing over and over again. You know, have them play a game of 10-frame followed by a game of candle-pin followed by a game of duck-pin. I mean, just make it different.
And the only thing missing is, for the Wii, they have 100-pin bowling in Wii
that
Sports.
That is the best. That is the absolute best.
It's like, as long as you hit the head pin, then you get a strike. But the problem is hitting that head pin all the time.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. And for the next two, the next four are kind of weird. Boxing, obviously, I guess you wouldn't consider that to be weird. Everybody knows what boxing is. But bullfighting, camping, and caving, which is also known as spelunking here in the United States, are kind of the next four on the list. Boxing obviously is a sport, a very difficult sport. If you're not well trained, I wouldn't recommend you go out and just jump into it. And you kind of got to get trained up for that. But camping, all you need is a tent and some Vienna sausage cans. And you're good to go. Toilet paper. Don't forget your toilet paper. Caving, you just have to find a cave, really. And bullfighting, just go to Spain or Mexico. But I would imagine that would take, like, sort of an apprenticeship as well.
Yeah. Well, we can move on to bullfighting, camping.
Captain Awesome's favorite one.
Yeah, camping is a sport. So, what do? We time the, you know, how fast we put our tents up and the fire. You know, like, what do we put our families at sites next to each other, and you got to get your tent up, start a fire, cook dinner, pee the fire out.
Chop some wood.
drink a bunch, drink a six pack, and whoever gets all of it done first is the winner.
Once you drink the six pack, that's when the sports start. Then you play like pine cone baseball.
I don't get it. Like it's camping is a bunch of sports combined into the event, into the whole experience. Okay. Just trying to figure out where camping fits.
I guess when you're
camping, you can go caving, which is next on our list, which, you know, once again, it's a sport, more of an activity maybe, but, you know, still, I think it's some of that caving is pretty crazy and it takes a lot of nuts. So, you know, I could see it.
Yeah, totally.
The next one's your favorite.
It is. It legitimately is. And that's cheerleading. Why wouldn't cheerleading be my favorite, your favorite, everybody's favorite? I don't get it. Get a bunch of people kind of holding somebody up, and the danger is there to drop that person on their face off the top of the little pyramid.
True.
I'm totally about that. It seems like a sport that you could easily get injured, so I'd be all over it. Right up my alley, as they say.
Yeah. Well, this next sport is not a sport that I'm any good at, because I know how to play a little bit, but chess. That's a mental, strategic gamery at its best.
Full contact chess. That's where it's at.
Battle chess.
I don't understand why chess is on this list. It makes no sense to me. It's a board game. It's a strategy game. Unless they're talking about like some sort of full-size body chess, like they have the big things so where you have to lift them and move them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why chess would be on this list.
It's amazing.
Well, the next one is classical dance. And for the longest time, I would have said, nah, there's no way. But my wife watches, like, So You Think You Can Dance and stuff like that all the time. And after watching some of these dance moves and these dancers and what they have to do athletically, I'm honestly kind of amazed at the things that these people do. I mean, they hold themselves completely sideways on poles. That's insane. That's something, that's an athletic feat.
Oh, yes. It earned you many $1 bills.
And then the next one, obviously, is cricket, which I tried to find some information. And the only thing that I could find is actually the following clip of our friend Raphael explaining the rules to cricket. So we'll play that and then come right back with the next one. And I'll write down what time it is so I can... Cricket? Nobody understands cricket. All right, then you go ahead and start whenever you want.
All right, and we're back with our final two of this section. I mean, man, we're like 4,000 in almost. Cross-country running and cross-country skiing, Brian. Talk about endurance at its best. The cross-country skiing is hardcore. I mean, that's the arms and the legs. I mean, whew. I tell you what, I don't know how they do that.
I know. I'm tired just reading those words. And you see those cross-country skiers, and that's like one of the longest events at the Olympics and everything, and they just go, go, go. And basically, biathlon is that, but then they make them shoot in the middle of it, which is insane. Because if you've ever shot a rifle, you know how steady you have to be, and even your heartbeat can actually affect the accuracy of your shot. That's why biathlon is literally my second favorite Olympic sport, which the other one is later on in the show here.
All right.
But what we're going to do, we're going to take that first approximate third and break it up. Take a little break, wet our whistles so we don't have to keep talking so much. And when we come back, we'll continue with awesome Canadian sports and Scandinavian sports and even a French sport. So you're listening to Tunes right here on the Trending Topics Network. TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
.com.
Are you having a difficult time finding satisfaction? Tunes with Jack and Brian is guaranteed to leave you with a smile. Whether you're a he or a she, Tunes brings you all the easy you can handle. Wherever you want it. Whenever you want it. All you need to know is Tunes Show. On Facebook, Twitter, Skype, Gmail, even on the internet at tuneshow.blogspot.com. Why grow up when you can grow down? Tunes with Jack and Brian on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome back to Tunes Radio on Trending Topics Network. We're back with even more sports, and we kind of got to, you know, burn through these because of the 8,000, I'd say we're through, what, 28, 30 of them, something like that?
Yeah, something like
that. We're cruising right along here.
Yeah, I don't even know how many there is, but certainly it's not going to take us 7 hours to go through it, ideally.
Hopefully.
But for our next one, is the greatest Canadian game to be sent to the forefront in probably, I don't know, the last 10, 12 years, and that's curling. You thought it was hockey.
It really has made it come on. It really has come on strongly. Curling.
Yeah.
Everybody's sweeping. Yeah.
Curling is really interesting, though, because I guess all the stones that they use are actually pulled from the same mountainside.
Really?
Yeah, I read that somewhere. It's somewhere in, I want to say Sweden or something like that, one of those Scandinavian countries. But they pull the granite from one mountain. It has to be specifically from that mountain, which is very weird. Because I'm like, what happens when they crack?
True.
Eventually they would crack, and then you're going to run out of granite. Or is that mountain specifically left only for curling?
Yeah. Very true.
It's bizarre.
I don't know. It really made its way, though. You said the stones. But speaking of mountain, I guess you could say cycling next on our list. Truly amazing. Excuse me.
Oh, that's all right.
When you have things like the Tour de France, you know, which goes through countryside, mountainside, but then you just have regular old road races, which are cool, too. So cycling has many different versions. And I'm sure we'll get to mountain biking, but, you know, you can count that in there as well.
Yeah. And those guys fly, too. Like, I always found it to be kind of odd because you got the old, like, they show the Tour de France, and then there's, like, the dude flying up the mountainside. And then right behind him is, like, a Ford Pinto or whatever the heck car is they're going with the camera on top. And it's, like, literally doing, like, 45, 50 mile an hour right behind him. I'm like, Jesus, he wipes out, he's dead. You're going to get run over by a car. But next on the thing, it's kind of a barroom game that doesn't make any sense to be a sport either. It's more a game to me, unless I'm just, you know, like you said earlier, muscle memory aspect, I could see it. But that's darts.
Yeah. It's the ultimate bar game, but still. Whew.
Yeah. Like beer belly guy going out and throwing darts and... He gets to call himself a world-class athlete because he can throw cricket in no time at all.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
It's fun to watch, though, and fun to play. Anybody can do it.
Oh, yeah, and they do it so fast. It's like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3 when they're playing 5-0-1, and they just buzz through it. The guy, as soon as he basically got the darts out of the board, the next guy's up there just tossing.
Yeah. Well, you go to the next one on our list, and... Not anybody can do this, Brian. This is the decathlon. And it's a two-day sport, and is this one of your favorites as well?
I like it, but I could never do it. I can do it over the course of 10 days instead of 2 days. And then that'd be pushing it.
Yeah, I tell you what. I'd be sore after day one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could walk 1,500 meters, which is the last event.
That's a long ways. That's a long ways. On a track, it'd be easier.
Yeah, but man, I'll tell you what. These guys are incredible athletes, and, you know, you got to be born with a certain body to even do these kind of things.
And when was the first time you became aware of decathlon? Because for me, it was when Nike ran the advertisements. Was it...
Dan and Dave?
Dan and Dave, yeah. Because we had, like, these high hopes, and I think... I think the highest the Americans finished in the decathlon that year was like 16th or something. And they're like, they're going to win the gold. And it's like, yeah, you weren't even close.
Something like that.
Oh, well. But if you're not familiar with it, day one, you run a 100-meter sprint, the long jump, shot put, the high jump, which is actually would have been my specialty in high school, and the 400 meters. On day two, they run the 110-meter hurdles, throw the discus, the pole vault, the javelin throw, and the 1,500 meters, which is nuts. You combine all those things together, you're going to be one tired person at the end of that second day.
Yeah, I would say for sure. I mean,
The only thing that's missing is the hammer throw, but geez. It's incredible. Good for them.
Yeah, it is.
But go back to incredible. The next one is diving. And I'm not going to stay on that too long, but it takes guts to take that leap of faith off the board, that's for sure.
Yeah, and to do all the spins, too.
Yeah. I mean, you're, you know, how do you learn that without you know, going through a lot of pain? Be honest.
Yeah. Well, the next two don't take nearly as much guts, I would say. But then you'll get to tell us another one that takes a lot of guts as well. But the next two are actually dog sledding and dog training.
Well, the dog sledding, you know, that's Iditarod. That's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Dogs die. It's I don't know about that.
Yeah, how mean.
Right. I totally agree with that. Next is downhill skiing. I tell you what, Brian, personal experience, dangerous. Thrilling, but dangerous. I've been on the bad side of a downhill skiing accident. Lucky I only broke my collarbone, but I took a really nasty head over heels, kind of cartwheeling, tumble down the mountain, and it was bad. Strained neck and broken collarbone, that's all I suffered. I was lucky.
Yeah. And you look at the downhill skiing, and during an Olympic year, you'll have like 65, 66 world-class skiers going down those hills, and at least like 9 of them will completely shatter their femurs.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like to watch them wipe out, it's just like, exactly, you know, in the hospital for 6 weeks, rehabilitating for 4 months, back on the mountain in the following year. Like, oh, my God.
And by the next Olympics, they're starting to regain their speech.
Yeah. Like, I'm just here to compete. It's like, God, don't die. Just don't die.
The next two are actually centered around animals as well. So the last four that I've had have been centered around animals. The first one, equestrianism, which is horses and doing all that fun steeplechase and stuff like that, which I can assure you, I grew up with horses. It is not easy to do equestrianism. But then the other one is falconry, which is kind of a bizarre one.
Oh, totally. Falconry. I guess it's, what, do you kind of send them out to do, you know, they fly a certain way and come back? I don't know. But, you know, you go to the next one, fencing, which is basically, you know, awesome. It's about like a sword fight. You know, a sword fight. You know, I wish they'd have more of like a stage for the fencing to take place on, you know? Like with staircases and balconies, things for these guys to climb on, and, you know, like in the movies. That'd be cool. Make fencing a little more exciting instead of them just standing face to face.
It looks like a blast to me. Yeah. I've never got the opportunity to do it, but it looks like a blast.
Yeah, it'd be like American Ninja Warrior meets fencing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Up next, Brian's favorite Olympic event, figure skating.
Actually, it's not my favorite. It's Mr. Old School's.
Hello.
Being a Canadian.
They're the best.
That's one of the things that they do. They do a bunch of figure skating up there in Canada. So, but there's a whole bunch of different events there. You got the singles people, and you got the pair skating and all that other fun stuff. So obviously, everybody knows what figure skating is. Fishing, I'm not exactly sure why fishing is considered a sport. It's more like a relaxation kind of thing. It's like, can you bait a hook? Can you find where the fish are? Can you catch the fish? You know what I mean? I just don't understand why fishing is considered a sport. But it is. And you can take up fishing if you want.
True that. I mean, it's pretty, you're right. We should go, you know, out there, get up at 4 a.m., go out, find the spots. I mean, sonar now, so they know where the fish are at. They have the best bait in the world, the best pole in the world. There's no reason why they shouldn't be catching fish, Brian. We go on next to flag football, which is great for a guy like me. I was into soccer. My parents wouldn't let me play football. But so flag football, like intramural style, always a good time, you know.
Flag football is the best. It's so fun. Because you don't have to be, like, the biggest, most powerful person. You just have to be quick and agile, and really it doesn't matter what size you are. You pretty much have the same chance of being good at flag football.
True. This is true.
Just don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Just go, go, go.
Yeah, just keep going. You know, that's what makes it fun. You know, hustle pays off in a game like that. Up next on the one, another kind of bar game, foosball. I've never seen foosball on TV like I've seen darts.
Yeah, and I like foosball. I seen the online the other day on a YouTube video, somebody built like a big thing to where the people had to hold on to a rope and they played like backyard foosball. Like, so they built like this fenced in area and they had the soccer ball and the people had to keep a hold of the ropes that were going across.
Yeah.
And they played like a real person version of foosball.
And it works.
It was the best. I was like, that is so awesome.
That's kind of crazy because the action behind you, you can't really dictate a whole lot, and that's amazing.
Yeah, it'd be a blast. But after foosball, obviously, was the football one, which we're not talking about.
Skip that one.
Yeah, we're talking about alternatives of football.
This next one's got to be only one Mark's favorite, though.
Yeah. Fox hunting. How very British.
Yes.
Very British.
Elegance at its best. Man, horse, dog, fox. Get them. Amazing. Go.
Golf, or as I like to call it, sadomasochism.
Yeah. I love golf. I think it's a great time.
Yeah.
Just, damn it, it costs too much.
Yeah. Well, I love golf, too. My problem with golf is that I'm not good at it. But I'm good enough to where every now and again I'll hit this perfect shot. And it just drives me nuts because the next 30 shots that I take aren't anywhere near as good. And that just drives me up a wall because I know what I'm capable of, but it's just not working. But the next one is actually my son's new favorite, to be honest. And that's gymnastics, which you got your rings and your pommel horse and your floor exercises and doing the flips and the jumps and the trampolines and all that other fun stuff. My son loves gymnastics, and we actually got him in. He pommel horsed the other day on the bleacher chairs at my daughter's softball practice. He just sat there and just started going, I'm like, what the heck? But, so that's his favorite. And then my favorite, I've been alluding to the entire time, my favorite Olympic sport is actually handball.
Wow, the bomb has been dropped.
Yeah, and I think they took it out in the last Summer Olympics. It wasn't there because I looked for it, unless they just didn't televise it here in the States. But handball is a blast. It's like six guys and a goaltender, and it's like basically soccer with your hands, and it's awesome. I love it.
Huh. All right, well, up next is hang gliding, which is absolutely insane, followed by high jump, hiking, which... back to camping, you know. And then we get to, if you don't follow the show, you don't know this already. I don't know. But hockey, one of me and Brian's favorite sports. And there's variations of it. Field, ice, inline, sledge, street, roller. Roller and inline are kind of the same. But I'm not too familiar with sledge hockey. Sounds like sewers?
Sledge hockey is actually the kind that a lot of handicapped people do, where they have
little
sledges.
Terrible. Okay.
Yeah, they call them sledges, and I'm not sure why. But that's just what they call them. And it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I had
always put street and inline together, or street and roller together, rather.
Yeah.
Inline and roller. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they're actually considered different things because your inline skates are different than.
Brian.
So,
that is very true.
Yeah, inline skating is done more outdoors, and roller hockey is done more indoor, which is weird, but that is what it is. The next one was actually one of my dad's favorites, and it's horseshoes. So every summer we end up pitching horseshoes for, you know, whenever we get together, we'll go out and pitch some horseshoes for a while. It's a good time. I like it. It's a good drinking game during the summer.
I've never played much horseshoes, unfortunately, but I've also never done the next one, which is hot air ballooning. You can also add hunting, which is next on the list. It is a sport that I've never ever done, Brian. I've never hunted.
No, it's fun if you're patient. If you like shooting, I would rather shoot.
Yeah, I would shoot.
Yeah. So, but I used to hunt all the time, and I just kind of grew out of it. I'm like, whatever. But then you got the ice skating and inline skating, obviously very similar, but, you know, just different surfaces. And both of them have, like, speed skating and kind of figure skating kind of things. Inline skating actually has the more like the X Games style, to where you're doing more skateboarding stuff and stuff like that. But then the next one is one of the funniest things, because I always say Zhai Lai, and I never really paid attention to what it was. But it's when you picture, like, having a big claw basket, almost like a lacrosse thing. But there's, like, a whole set of rules to it, where you got to try to bounce the ball in a certain area and against another wall, and you want to try to get it as close to the back wall as you can so the person can't pick it up on the bounce and throw it immediately. It's a very intricate sport, and it looks like a lot of fun if you actually watch some of the Zhai Lai videos.
Yeah, no, I don't know too much about it, but sounds interesting, to say the least. Up next on the list, you know, I guess you say these next two are kind of together, but judo and karate.
Yeah.
You know, ass kicking at its finest. You know, very disciplined and, you know, structured. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Followed up with kayaking, which is insane. You know, going down the river in your own little one-man boat, trying to balance, hoping to God you don't tip over, because, geez.
I hate water. I hate water, so it's not my thing. Absolutely not.
I have a fear of drowning, so having my legs attached to a boat doesn't sound very appealing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, no thank you. And then you got, did you get kneeboarding?
I've not done kneeboarding.
Because it's very similar. It's like, you're getting tied to a speedboat, and you're going to sit on your knees on a boogie board. Yeah, that's what I want to do. But some people like it, so whatever. Then, of course, you got lacrosse, which is also an insane sport, which, if you've ever played lacrosse, you can attest to this. And you're basically getting a 4-pound ball that you fling back and forth, and you can get those things going fast, like 60, 70 miles an hour, if not more.
Oh, and the hand-eye coordination required to catch it.
Yeah.
I think it's insane watching those guys fling the ball around like that and catch it.
And it actually goes back and forth, like, in popularity. Like, sometimes it peaks and dips in its popularity, and lacrosse right now is actually really picking up. A lot of NCAA Division I schools have big-time programs for lacrosse. The next one is land sailing, which is kind of interesting. It's basically sit on a big wheeled device with a sail on the front of it. You just need a big, large, flat, kind of bare area, and people go land sailing, which is weird.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. It's like these pneumatic tires on, like, a surfboard that's on land. It's craziness. Because people come up with these ideas.
Yeah. Well, come up with ideas. How about the next one? Log rolling. That's always on the outdoor games on ESPN. They even still play that. I don't know. But that's pretty cool, you know, standing on a log in water, making it roll, not falling. Crazy. But long jump, covered that in other ones. The luge, Brian.
The luge.
That's like the single, similar to the skeleton, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, zooming down an ice-covered track at, you know, 40 miles an hour, crazy.
Yeah, feet.
How do you even get started in that?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
The luge is awesome because you've got both the ice version, which is basically on a bobsled track, and then you've got the street version, which is going down a hill with, like, a whole bunch of hay bales along the side of the road doing the sharp turns.
And just don't fall off, because then you just slide along the pavement. That won't hurt.
Yeah, because it's like, don't worry if you wreck. You just won't be able to walk anymore.
Freaking insane.
That's crazy. And then modern dance is actually kind of the same thing as a classical dance, except for they add a lot more flair to it, that we talked about earlier. And then you've got the modern pentathlon, which is kind of interesting as well, because it's pistol shooting. AP fencing, which is a specific type of fencing sword, I guess you could say. I think they just call them fences. Then it's got the 200-meter freestyle swim, show jumping, where they randomly pair you up with a horse. So you don't even get to pick the horse that you use. They just give you a horse and say, good luck.
That's crazy. So
then you do the equestrian stuff. And then a 3-kilometer cross-country run. So you got a problem with the 1,500-meter? Double that, buddy.
A random horse?
This just sounds like you get totally screwed over by your horse that you have no control over.
I know.
That is the most insane thing I've ever read. I love it.
I know. And then the run, they base where you start and when you start in the run on your scores from your other events. So, like, they kind of handicap it. Like, if you do terrible, they make you start later than the people who did really good. And then you just kind of have to beat them.
All because of this crappy horse they gave you. It's probably rigged. That's an easy way to rig a competition right there.
And then with the horse with stubby legs.
Yeah.
Jump over the thing.
I think this is a, jackass, sir. No, that's a horse. No, I think it's a jackass. But anyways, up next, motorcycle racing. We all know what that is. Mountain biking, which I kind of talked about earlier in our cycling. The third one here, mountaineering. Now, from where you're at, Brian, out there in the Appalachians.
Yeah, in West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, is mountaineering a big thing?
No. No, oh. Not really. Maybe in West Virginia. I'm actually in Ohio, which is the flatlands.
But you're closer than I am. I'm in St. Louis, for God's sakes.
I know, but the thing is, I'm still in the flatlands, so not so much here. You get some wall climbers. People like to do wall climbing.
There's walls everywhere, Brian.
Yeah. But you only do that because they have the wall at college. At YSU, at Slippery Rock, all these different universities have a wall in their gym. So that's when people get into it. But mountaineering, not so much, because that means you have to be outside and deal with the weather while you're doing all that fun stuff.
Brian, by the way, I think the Pirates right now, the base is loaded with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, 0-0.
Yeah.
It's getting exciting there. But we'll go on to a netball, which is basketball with no backboard. God help me. That would be awful.
Me too.
Followed that by paintball, which is just awesome. I mean, the evolution of paintball, totally, way too late. It should be more readily available for people, but paintball is a good time.
Yeah, if you want to know more about paintball, seriously, hit up Piper the DJ, the host of Trending Mobile Technology, because he does it all the time. He's big into paintball, so check him out. And the next one is actually paragliding, which is also insane. Parachuting, which falling out of plane and surviving in itself is worthy of note. Then to add art form stuff into it, that's cool too. And then the French one is pétanque. It's kind of a weird spelling, P-E-T-A-N-Q-U-E. But it's basically a different form of bocce, where the balls themselves are actually hollow instead of solid like they are in bocce.
Huh. Well, we can move on next to pool playing. And no, Brian, that's not like Marco Polo. It's a swimming pool. I'm talking about pool table like at a bar.
Which are awesome.
I'm terrible. I know. I've an up-and-down pool player in my life. You know, I've been good and played a lot, but then, you know, you kind of lose access to whatever pool table you were playing on all the time. Whether, you know, it's a friend who you don't hang out with anymore, or, you know, like maybe my fraternity days through a pool table and play that all the time, so I got good. But, you know, I don't frequent bars anymore, so probably pretty rough playing now.
Good times. Good times. I love pool, and I'm terrible at it, but it's all good because I typically drink while I'm playing it, so I just get worse at it as we go.
Which is cool.
Yeah. The next one is actually power walking, which the difference between power walking and walking is that you have to have at least 1 foot on the ground at all times. Then you've got quad biking, which is simply four-wheelers, ATVs. Then racquetball, which is insane. If you've ever played racquetball, it's super-duper fast. And by the time you're done, you're sweating a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, the Pirates did not convert. So it has gone to the top of the ninth, Brian, 0-0. Anyways, but, you know, I thought power walking was what, like, the old people did at the mall before it opened. But, hey, I digress.
Yeah.
Anyways, racquetball, remote control boating. Yeah, you know, that's pretty fun. You see that, like, at, you know, amusement parks, whatever. River rafting, go back to, sea kayaking, yeesh.
Yeah.
Rock climbing, which is, you know, kind of like we talk about mountaineering, wall climbing. Rodeo riding, Brian. Rodeo riding. There's the cojones right there again. Talking about guys that the reason they do is because they have bigger balls than the rest of us.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And probably from the impact.
The foot check. Hey-ho.
Swell up.
Hey-ho. I like the way that worked out. I set it up, you put it, you score the goal.
Yeah. And the next two, actually roller skating, which is one. I don't know why that's a sport. But then the other one is rowing, which is always kind of fascinating to watch, just to see how fast those guys go.
Oh, they're
crazy.
And
what I didn't realize, yeah, there's two different types. There's sweep, where the rowers have one oar, and there's sculling, which the rower has two oars. I didn't know that, because I've never rowed before.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you go to rugby, which also is three different versions. There's rugby 11s and rugby 7s. The 11s is the traditional. The 7s is where they cut down it by four, which actually seems to be growing in popularity, which kind of irks some of the rugby world, you know, whereas, you know, the less traditional form is becoming more popular. And that does kind of suck, but... Yeah. But, Brian, you had a note here, once again, doing all your hard work, that over 5 million registered rugby players in the world.
That's right.
And that's like, you know, like 1 million rugby players with concussions.
That's crazy. Like, I was surprised by that number. And I don't know if... Do all rugby players have to register with some sort of international body?
I would imagine due to the health risk, you have to have it freaking registered for liability.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys, they hit each other hard with no head protection.
Yeah, and I called it in my notes, American football, but with more humping.
That also, I forgot that
they just
part.
Get in a huge pile and wait for that ball to squeeze out.
It's
kind of weird. But of the 5 million registered players worldwide, every single one of them can join us for the final segment of the show. When we come back, here are tunes on the Trending Topics Network.
All right, guys, it's the second break, so that means I'm going to clue you in on this week's Jack's Riddle. Now, the question was, one more time, there were four men fishing. The boat tipped, and every man fell into the water. Not a single man got wet. How is this possible? They were married, so there was no single man to get wet. They all have wives. Nobody's single, so no single man got wet. But you already knew that. All right, till next week, this is Jack's Riddle.
Welcome back to the final stretch here on Tunes. See, Brian, that's old school, final stretch. We have compiled a list here, cut it down from 8,000. List of sports, things to help you get past football. Maybe you can find a substitute. You can find your new passion. You can find your new enterprise. Opening up your own mountaineering store. Opening up your own handball store. You know, it could be a thing. Who knows, Brian? Oh, yeah, Brian, he's with me today. Don't forget my co-host, the heart and soul of the show.
We've got about 7,100 more to go.
As I ramble on with a low laptop battery. On we go. Sailing, this time in the water. Earlier on, Brian discussed land sailing, which was basically a board with wheels and a sail. But I guess this is the more traditional sense, Brian. Boat, water, sail.
Boat, water, sail, wind.
Wind, wind, yes, most important thing.
You need your wind. Or else you're dead in the water. Speaking of dead in the water, that would be me if I were to ever go scuba diving.
Yeah.
Because I would freak.
Back to my fear of drowning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Toon's phobia.
Yeah. Up next is shooting. You know, I guess I can go along with hunting, but it's more target shooting, which is pretty awesome. But not very fun to watch. Not a good spectator sport. The shot put, which, you know, once again, this is like guys that are like 6'7", 300 pounds.
Actually,
just throwing a lead ball.
My wife did shot put in high school.
Oh, she'd kick your ass, I bet, too.
I don't know that she was very good. I think they made her do shot put because she wasn't good at running.
Oh.
I'm
edit
pretty
that
sure
out. Edit that out.
Then shuffleboard. Because
classic.
90-year-olds need to have sports, too.
Well, you know, Brian, when they don't have the bocce court, they head to the shuffleboard.
Get
together. Shuffleboard's great. It really is a lot of fun. It's like shuffle puck. You ever play shuffle puck at the bar, Brian?
Yeah.
That's a great time. Shuffleboard's good, too.
Yeah, we used to play it in school.
Yeah. Up next, skateboarding. Rad.
Yeah.
That's been a evolution, a revolution, and pretty sweet.
I could never figure out how to jump, so I gave up skateboarding.
Yeah, those guys, I don't know how to keep the board on their feet, to be honest, but I guess, you know, whatever. I was busy playing hockey, so.
Skeet shooting is actually really
scary.
Fun. That's next.
Scary. You can shoot your friend in the face.
Yeah, if you played Duck Hunt on on the Nintendo, that was actually one of the modes is you could do the skeet shooting, but they called it discus or something like that.
Yeah.
Dish shooting, something. Clay pigeons.
Clay pigeons, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, up next to Brian is snooker. Now, is this the same thing as bumper pool?
It's actually not. Oh. I was surprised because that's what I thought too, and I'm like, I'm just going to make sure. Snooker is where you have one cue ball and 15 red-colored balls, and the only thing that counts is how many red balls you put in the pockets as opposed to the other person. So that's what that is, and I thought the same thing. I was like, snooker? Like, isn't bumper pool? What is this? So I had to look it up, but it's mainly a British thing.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah, the next...
Maybe if you get a snooker table, that'd be a good conversation piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like a regular pool table, which is kind of weird. I think it's bigger, though. It's got more...
Oh, bigger? Oh, no, forget that.
Yeah, because it's British, and, you know, they have all kinds of room on that big old island.
Well, they're overcompensating for something.
Yeah. The next four are actually snow sports. There's snow biking, which is basically like a modified snowmobile kind of thing. Snowboarding, which is a modified surfboard, basically skateboarding on snow. Snowshoeing, which means you put a tennis racket on your feet and you traipse through the snow that way. And then snow sledding, which is actually the traditional snowmobile kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Good
times.
First
about snow sledding was just riding down the hill on a sled.
So did I. But good, you know. Yeah. Up next, a great game. It is called soccer, Brian. Soccer.
I know nothing about soccer except for what my friends at Eat My Goal tell me.
The only Americans call it soccer?
Yeah. Owaskis, or whatever they pronounce it.
Well, I was watching some Barclays Premier League soccer today, and it was good times. Good times. Watch West Ham beat Liverpool.
Yeah, get the old football to the rest of the world. The next one is actually kind of fun. It's Sambo.
Totally badass.
If you don't know what that is, it's Russian for self-defense without a weapon. It's like a martial arts slash wrestling kind of thing, and they can get pretty violent in those Sambo matches if you watch one.
Was Vladimir Kozlov into that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just the Sambo guy.
I know he was in some sort of fighting wrestling kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work.
Greco.
Up next is speed skating. Speed skating is pretty awesome, actually. Watching those guys, the rhythm out of it, you know, their stride, their, you know, the no wasted motion kind of, you know, way it works. So the body is a pendulum. It's really neat.
And when they wreck with a knife, like 18-inch blade on the bottom of their feet, it does not always end pretty.
And that's the thing about it, too. You know, whenever you watch it, you always have, like, guys that are huge favorites, the best in the world, and all it takes is one other guy to slip, and their Olympics is over. And you see that happen all the time. It's kind of heartbreaking. Yeah. You know, that something completely out of their control just ends. You know, they train all this time, and then somebody else in the race slips, and it's over.
Yep. The whole dream
crazy.
Is gone.
It's just freaking crazy. I can't believe it, how that works.
Yeah. The next one on our list here is sport fishing, which is exactly like fishing, but competitive somehow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I get it. This is sport fishing and fishing are the same, people. Why do they put those different?
I know. They keep them with scores and keep track of weights of fish and stuff. I don't know.
Terrible. Just terrible. But we'll go to the next one, and next on the list, sprint running. Is that just a short distance? That's just a short distance race. Okay. Squash. I know that's kind of... I don't get it. I've never really looked into it too much, but I know it's kind of like racquetball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's just got like a square-ended racket or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the intricacies of it either, besides it's named after a vegetable and you can't deep fry it.
Yeah. Very interesting. It cannot be deep fried. Good to know.
But my description was racket speed and pain.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it hurts. But the next one, of all the things you can have, this is a hobby. This is purely a hobby. There's absolutely nothing sport related to it, but it's still considered a sport. And that's stunt plane flying. Just weird. If you're a pilot and you can fly planes, I just don't understand why this is, unless it's because it can be judged for artisticness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We go on next. You got, it's sumo okay. wrestling. Oh. Mm-hmm. Remember Yokozuna from wrestling?
Sumo.
Yeah. This big dude's crashing. Totally awesome.
Wasn't there another one that they brought in to face Yokozuna?
I think they brought one in to face Big Show at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, it was Big Show. Because
and they took the ropes down off the ring.
Yeah.
It was goofy. Yeah,
it, was it was terrible.
Yeah.
And then the next one is surfing, which is really fun to watch. I like watching surfing.
Yeah. Brian, do you know that there's a professional surfer named Tim Curran? Do you know that? Just saying.
Yeah. Whoa.
Just saying.
That's odd.
I know.
What continue. A coincidence.
I'd continue. Just a weird fact.
And the next one, of course, is very, very generalized, and that's swimming. Because it's just about every possible event that you can think of that involves swimming, any kind of distance, any kind of stroke. Can you get through the water?
You said stroke. Wouldn't that fit under aquatics? Just saying.
Yeah, it is.
Same with synchronized swimming, which is next.
Yeah. And GBL's favorite is actually synchronized swimming. He's very good at it, from
really?
What I understand. But so synchronized swimming falls under that thing. And we're literally like 15 away from the end here.
All right. Look, up next is table tennis, a sport that Forrest Gump was really good at. I mean, the same as ping pong. Wicked reflexes, paddle control, pretty sweet.
Yeah,
taekwondo, I kind of went through some ass kickers with judo and karate. But up next is, well, Brian, I'll let you delve into this one. This is your baby.
Yeah, this is my baby. This is chukball. It's a very weird spelling. Chukball. It was actually developed in the 1970s by a Swiss dude. And basically, it's a low-contact physical activity that was more about harmony and things like that. And basically what you do is you have like a trampoline on the other end of the court, and you kind of bounce the ball and pass the ball back and forth using your hands and try to hit that trampoline-like thing without the ball being caught or without you being caught by the actual defense. It looks like a lot of fun, and I strongly suggest maybe instead of playing football, you play chukball instead.
I mean, it'd probably be better for your body long-term, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the next sport, tennis, not good for your body. Tennis players are incredible. Playing that at a high level is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it physically. I got you know, playing like one, game is pretty exhausting. And the fact that they play five sets is nuts.
It is. It is. You have to be in a lot of shape. And I actually lettered in tennis in high school, but that was actually on a girls' team, and I was terrible.
Hey-o.
But either way, track and field, which basically consists of any type of running and jumping and things like that. It's really like aquatics in the description generality. So there's track and field. If you want to throw a javelin, it falls under that. Then trampolining, where they actually have like artistic jumping and you get points for height and different forms that you use and stuff like that. So trampolining falls under there.
Up next is a triathlon, some more track and field, followed by tug of war. Great time, I tell you what, Brian. I remember my grade school, it was every year at field day, you had first versus second grade, third versus fourth grade, fifth versus sixth grade, and the class is in a match of tug of war. Such a great time.
Yeah,
just the sheer strength. And it's always funny how the older class always won, no matter what. That 1 year difference always made the difference. You look
Except
at the kids.
Handicapped them.
But you would think that, seventh grade could be eighth grade. No, they really can't. 1 year difference is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's a testament to the reason why they should have handicapped it.
It was so cool.
On the grade above.
It was so much fun. It kind of got hyped up and bragging rights and,
The boys always got all jacked up about it. That's that's a fond grade school memory right there.
Yeah, and next up is actually my letter sport, my main letter sport, the sport that I was most proud of, and that was volleyball. A lot of football fans actually criticize volleyball at first. That's because they haven't actually played it at a competitive level. If you actually play it and sit down to actually watch the game and learn a little bit about the game, you'll see that it's one of the most intense sports that you can actually find. Basically, you've got six guys on each side, or girls, and they all have to move harmoniously with each other, know where they're going and read plays. And they not only have to read their own people, but they have to read the other team's people and figure out what's going on there. It is so awesome to play. And I think it gets shortchanged a lot by people.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a ton of fun, but just never really played it growing up until I started drinking and playing beach volleyball at bars. So, but, you know, all the same. Water polo up next. You know, hockey in a pool, you know, essentially requires incredible leg strength to stay afloat and arm strength to be able to throw the ball. But, you know, water polo is fun to play, you know. I'm sure you did it as a kid growing up in your friend's pools.
Mm-hmm. See, it's in the water, so I don't like it immediately.
I do like it, but in 4-foot pools where I can touch.
Yeah. kiddie pools is good for me.
Yeah. Water skiing, never did it. I like tubing. Tubing's fun. Once again, Brian doesn't like water, but I will go tubing because that's a damn good time. Weightlifting, back to bodybuilding.
Oh, yeah.
Wheelchair basketball. And, you know, I've heard that people that don't actually use wheelchairs play wheelchair basketball.
Yeah. Well, some people are starting to do it to where they actually do the wheelchair, even though they're fully capable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Of playing regular basketball. And apparently it's like an excellent coordination and upper body workout, and that's why they do it. I'm amazed as well. I actually was in the National Guard with a lady whose husband was paralyzed from the waist down and played regularly. And he was simply amazing at it. Then you got whitewater rafting, which is also one of those insane things. People flying down the mountain on their raft with a few people in that raft. It's just nuts just to see them. They got to wear those helmets and everything. It's insane. You have to have a special mindset going into that, to me, at least. Could be the water thing. And then windsurfing, which we kind of talked about earlier with the land surfing. Much the same. It's a surfboard with a sail, basically.
Yeah. Up next is wrestling, which, you know, I guess they didn't really talk about mixed martial arts, but I guess all of this is mixed martial arts, but wrestling, not pro wrestling, kids. I ain't talking about Hulk Hogan versus Sting versus Ric Flair.
That's right. Hitting people with chairs, climbing a ladder, jumping from 16 feet. Not frog splash.
Not quite that. Yeah, even though back in the day, you know, whenever the announcers talked about the purse, the money being won, it seemed like a real sport. But anyways, up next is Wushu, which is two-stage martial arts, form and sparring. So yeah. You should get judged on your form and then also judged on the fight?
Yeah, they kind of they definitely judge on the form, and then they judge on your ability to spar and to interact with another person. It's actually a Chinese thing that for a while they were actually outlawed to perform martial arts, and that was kind of one of the ways that they sort of got around it, was just to make a little competition kind of thing, I guess, something like that. Yachting, if you've got like $600,000 just laying around, you can go out and buy yourself a yacht, get some crewmates, and teach yourself how to sail on the high seas.
That's pretty cool.
And then for our last one, this is actually, you know, my favorite, probably. If you've ever done this, it's actually very difficult. It's yoga. I don't know why it's a sport, but I will tell you, it will kick your ass if you do yoga. you get done doing like a half hour of yoga like the first time. The next day, you won't be able to move. Uses muscles and sustainability of muscles, and you just don't even realize you had these super tiny muscles in your body. But the next day, they feel like you're just completely seized up and locked up, and you can't even, just stand up without wanting to cry. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
But either way, that's our big semi-complete list of sports that you can do other than football. Because let's face it, football is disappointing you right now. You know it is. Yeah. And hockey's still another 4 weeks away, 3 weeks away.
And you know, I'll tell you what, listeners, if one of the sports that we listed today inspires you, tweet it at us on Twitter, and maybe we can go more in-depth on that sport. We could find out some deep history, find out some of the who the best people were at the sport. We can really dig deep into it and make it a fun part of a show. So if there is one you're interested in, let us know.
Absolutely. And in that spirit, we actually had Lee Sabatka of PensInitiative.com, who actually tweeted us earlier when I threw it out there. He said that his favorite sport to play is actually volleyball, besides, I asked about the non-major sports. Volleyball is his favorite to play, and water polo is his favorite to watch. So, thanks to Lee for answering that on short notice. But as of right now, we're going to actually close out the show, because this will be our longest return show that we've had. We don't want to get everybody too worked up and expect this long, long stuff anymore. But any...
My wife's getting worked up upstairs.
Yeah, any contact information or plugs or anything that you'd like to throw out there, Jack?
Well, I'm glad you plugged Lee because, he was the winner of my Twitter plug contest back when the shows weren't recording properly, so... but you get, I got a plug. Follow me on Twitter at ToonsJack, T-O-O-N-S, Jack. Brian, I am being followed now by the WWE Network question account. So if somebody's a question for WWE Network, you tweeted at this account. Well, they follow me now, Brian. So,
nice.
Yeah, how about that? WWE affiliate follows me. I'm pretty stoked about that. Even though my Twitter followers are about a quarter of yours, you know, I think I got like 250. I think you're up around, like, what? Well over 1,000 by now.
Nice. So you're, like, moving up in the world. You're getting all the popular people following
well,
you.
I get, you know, it's the quality with me, Brian. I have quality followers.
Because your boy, Ted DiBiase, does he still follow you?
He still follows me, Brian. I even checked in on it to make sure he still followed. He didn't, like, you know, do the follow and unfollow. He's still following me. So is his brother, Brett DiBiase. He follows me as well.
Nice.
I know, right? That's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Like you said, all about quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you can find me on Twitter as well. Believe it or not, it's very similar to Toon's Jack. If you just take out the Jack and add Brian instead, then you've got at Toon's Brian, and that's me. And everything else is all pretty much Toon Show. So if you want to get a hold of us on Gmail or on online, toonshow.blogspot.com. You can do that. You can find us, at toonshow is actually our specific Twitter account. You can find us on, where else? On Skype.
Skype.
At toonshow. Just, you know, type in toonshow and you'll find us.
Are we on MySpace?
I don't think we're on
okay.
MySpace.
Don't go there. Don't go there then.
But we could totally get on there and put up a playlist and stuff, and that'd be kind of fun.
We're on YouTube.
Yeah. But all the information, Facebook, actually, as well. We're Toon Show on Facebook. Almost forgot about that one. So be sure to follow us and all that other fun stuff, and we can be found on iTunes at the Trending Topics Network, which you can actually find the links to that at trendingtopicsnetwork.com. You can find all the Trending Topics Network shows. I think that's it. Am I wrong?
Brian, I think we've covered this one like a blanket. Time to pee on the fire and call on the dogs, right?
Exactly.
Like we're camping. Like a camping trip. Get it?
Wow!
Playing sports.
Wow!
Playing
sports. Yeah, podcasting should be a sport.
Should be. It's tough.
I mean, come on. If freaking falconry can be a sport. I don't see why podcasting can't be.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying.
Just saying.
All right. Well, until next week, he is Toons Jack. I am Toons Brian. And we've had a fun. So we'll talk to you next week right here on the Trending Topics Network and toonshow.blogspot.com.
Later.